The Maccabeats by request here on Shalom South Florida from their album called Out of the Box from 2012. Before that, we heard from Eitan Freilich and Imesh Kachech, and we opened with Giora Feidman and his incredible clarinet and the Western Wall Remembers from 1977. You're listening to Florida's Jewish radio show, Shalom South Florida. Coming up, we have music from the New York Boys Choir, Dudu Fischer, Dov Levine, Ari Goldwag, Shivat Zion, and more. We are commemorating the fact that Tisha B'Av, the saddest day on the Jewish calendar, is just around the corner here on Shalom South Florida. We're mentioning it. Before we talk a little bit more about that, I want to mention a celebration actually that's taking place. It's Jewish Community Celebration at Lone Depot Park 2 weeks from today, Sunday, August 25th at 1:40 p.m. Come out to the ballpark with your family and friends and represent the Jewish community as the Marlins take on the Chicago Cubs. Each ticket includes an exclusive Jewish Community Celebration's Marlins jersey and special access to a pregame book talk. And by the baseball Talmud author Howard Megdal, there will also be pregame celebration in the West Plaza with entertainment and kosher food available for purchase. And, of course, throughout the game, kosher food. In addition, a portion of the proceeds from your ticket will be donated to local nonprofit Jewish organizations. After the game, kids 14 and under can run the bases in the Diamond Dash. So, well, how do you get your tickets? Two ways. You can either call 305-480-1507. That's 305-480-1507. Or email Matt Elias, M-E-L-L-I-A-S, Matt Elias, M-E-L-L-I-A-S, at marlins.com and tell him you want to order tickets for Jewish Community Celebration, formerly known as Jewish Heritage Day. 2 weeks from today, I will be there, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of you, the entire Jewish community, and our listenership of Shalom South Florida out at the ballpark on Sunday, August 25th. If you need more information, email me, roni@shalomsouthflorida.com. Again, R-O-N-I, roni@shalomsouthflorida.com, and I will give you all of the information that you need. Both holy temples in Jerusalem were destroyed on the ninth day of the Jewish month of Av, which comes out Monday night and Tuesday this week, August 12th and 13th. Both holy temples in Jerusalem were destroyed. The first temple was burned by the Babylonians in 423 BCE. And the second temple fell to the Romans in 70 CE, unleashing a period of suffering from which our nation really has never fully recovered. In fact, tragedies of the 9th of Av predate the destruction of the temples. This was the date on which the spies returned from the Promised Land with frightening reports, and the Israelites, the Jews, balked at the prospect of entering the land. In 133 CE, the Bar Kokhba revolt against the Romans ended in defeat. The Jews of Beitar were butchered on the 9th of Av, and the Temple Mount was plowed 1 year later on the same date. Later on in our history, many more catastrophic events happened on this day, including the 1290 expulsion of England's Jews and the 1492 banishment of Jews from Spain. Let's hope and pray that this coming Tuesday, this coming Tisha B'Av, we don't add anything else to that list. Here's a New York Boys Choir.
Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Shalom, South Florida, Jewish radio the way you want it.
Es brennt, Brüder, lass brennt, unser Ohren steht nebig brennt. Es hoben schon die Feierzungen, das ganze Städtlein geschlungen, das ganze Städtlein geschlungen, als herum schon brennt. Ihr steht und guckt aus sich mit verlegten Händ. Und ihr steht und guckt aus sich wie unser Städtel brennt. Es brennt, Brüder, lass brennt. Es kann vor Lille kommen der Moment, unser Staat mit uns zusammen soll Euphorschaft weg in Flammen, bleiben sich wie noch ein Schlaf, nur puste schwarze Wind. Und ihr steht und guckt aus sich mit verlegten Händ, und ihr steht und guckt aus sich wie unser Städtel
The beautiful voice of Dov Levine here on Shalom South Florida. My name is Roni. You're listening to Florida's Jewish radio show, Shalom South Florida, uniting the Jewish community. We're here every single Sunday morning to keep you informed and entertained, to improve your mood, to connect you to the rest of the Jewish community, to get your week started off right. Let me know how we can make the show even better for you. Email me, Roni, R-O-N-I, at ShalomSouthFlorida.com. Again, Roni, R-O-N-I, at ShalomSouthFlorida.com. Next week is our party, our celebration, 38 years on the radio. We're going to celebrate next week, and hopefully you'll be able to join us. We have some amazing music lined up for you, and also some incredible prizes, gift cards, gift certificates to Bamboo Kosher, to KC Market, and more. Make sure you tune in to Shalom South Florida next Sunday, 9:30 to 11, for our big anniversary bash, 38 years. On Tisha B'Av, unfortunately, we have to pass that first before we can get to our celebration. Tisha B'Av is Monday night and Tuesday. Like Yom Kippur, like Yom Kippur, there are restrictions, no eating, no drinking, no washing. Also, we don't wear leather shoes, other customs as well, and that takes place this Tisha B'Av. The central element of synagogue services on the eve of Tisha B'Av is the mournful reading of Eicha, Lamentations. It's the sad prophecy of Jeremiah regarding the destruction of the first temple in Jerusalem and subsequent exile of our nation. And most of the book is structured according to the Hebrew alphabet, as if the holy language itself is weeping for the destruction of God's home and the displacement of his nation. That's this Monday night, the reading of Lamentations in the synagogue. Are you considering making Israel your home? Well, Nefesh B'Nefesh is available to help. Questions about how to build a plan for successful Aliyah? Nefesh B'Nefesh can guide you on topics including employment, communities, and your Aliyah rights and benefits. Let Nefesh B'Nefesh help you make it home. You can reach out to them. You can check them out on their website, which is nbn.org.il. Again, NBN, which stands for Nefesh B'Nefesh, nbn.org.il. Coming up, music from Ari Goldwag, Shivat Zion, and AKA Pella. Don't go away.
Are you considering upgrading your ERP solution? Has your business outgrown spreadsheets? Priority, the leading ERP vendor in Israel for over 35 years, is also a major player in the U.S. With comprehensive functionality from financials through manufacturing, inventory management, and more, Priority Cloud ERP delivers solutions that work for your business, no matter the size. Now's the time to embrace cutting-edge Israel innovations while benefiting from one of the most advanced ERP systems on the market. Visit priority-software.com today and discover how they can streamline your business. priority-software.com.
This is Ari Goldway, and you're listening to Florida's Jewish radio show, Shalom South Florida, with my good friend Roni.
Back again, we
crowned in Persia. Hashem impressed upon his heart, live nicely by his sheni. Back to your land you may depart. So Ezra gathered young and old, and he tried to bring them home, but so few listened. 2,000 years of sorrow, can we so easily ignore? At last the gates are open, so come back home forevermore.
V'shavu vonim l'gvulon, Mashiach's waiting at the door.
So let us greet him.
Let us greet him and come back home. Come back home.
Finally home, in the place where we belong. It's been so long.
Goldwag featuring Moshe Schneider. That came out on his album, on Ari Goldwag's album called Darkness to Redemption. That came out last year. You hear it here on Florida's Jewish radio show, Shalom South Florida, a cappella style. The fast begins this week, Tisha B'Av, the saddest day on the Jewish calendar. We've been talking about it throughout the program. If you're just joining us, there is a fast day this Tuesday, this Monday night, Tuesday, 25 hours. And it's not an easy fast. We know that. And of course, we encourage everybody, if you can, to fast. They say whoever mourns for the destruction of Jerusalem will merit to see its rebuilding. So we want everybody listening to Shalom South Florida to merit in its rebuilding. So one of the things, a couple of things that were recommended is to drink large quantities of liquids before the fast and reduce consumption. Today's probably the day to stop, to cut back on the coffee and the Coke and caffeinated beverages, and also tomorrow to cut back on sweet or salty foods that could increase the feelings of thirst. And they recommend that the last meal that you have before the fast should be a mix of complex carbs, proteins, and vegetables. If you're elderly or ill, especially if you take medication, consult with your doctor, consult with a rabbi. And during the fast this Tuesday, just please remember to stay in cool, shaded areas. And hopefully we'll all have a successful, meaningful fast. You're listening to Shalom South Florida.
Shalom Yerushalayim, Yeshlayu, Ohavayu.
The finest Jewish music. Shalom, South Florida. Every Sunday morning on FM 95.3, 95.9, 96.9, and 106.9.
Lonely people hunger, war, and need. wheels of destruction, terror and corruption, please.
From their 2012 The Year in Review album, 2013. You're listening to Shalom South Florida, that's Cry No More, and Shiva Tzion before that, their only album, 1975, A Band Before Its Time, very quality music there. Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim, ask for peace in the beautiful city of Yerushalayim. I'm going to tell you how you can get a free rotisserie chicken, absolutely free, kosher, delicious rotisserie chicken in just a second. We spoke earlier about the main focus of the services on Wednesday, on Monday night, which is the reading of the Scroll of Lamentations of Eicha. Well, the morning services on Tuesday morning are followed, the regular services are followed by several hours of the reading of Kinot, which is complexly structured Hebrew elegies that graphically describe the dreadfulness of the Roman pillage of Jerusalem, the brutality of the Crusades, and many other horrors our nation has experienced for millennia. And some keynote books also include compositions written after the Holocaust. And this year there is one circulating about the massacre on October 7th that will be added to the services this year. You're listening to Florida's Jewish radio show, Shalom South Florida. My name is Roni, and I want to tell you how you can get an absolutely free, delicious, kosher rotisserie chicken. You go to KC Market in Boynton Beach. They're located on the corner of Military Trail and Woolbright at 3775 Woolbright Road. Spend $50 there, which between us, you know, is not very difficult to do. And you'll get a take a rotisserie chicken, and then when your bill hits $50, your rotisserie chicken will zero out to one penny, or one penny out to one penny, and then you get that and take it home and enjoy it. Do that starting Wednesday. Mention Shalom South Florida, but get your free rotisserie chicken at KC Market in Woolbright in Boynton. Nothing. Yaakov Young and Nachem on Shalom, South Florida. The fast day of Tisha B'Av is coming up, and we've been talking about it throughout the program. And you're listening to Shalom, South Florida, where we're uniting the Jewish community, and boy, do we need unity these days. The 9th of Av marks the day in biblical times when the spies sent by Moses, by Moshe, returned with a false report. That was 1311 BCE. On the 9th of Av, in the year 586 BCE, the first temple was destroyed. In the 9th of Av, in the year 70 CE, the Romans destroyed the second temple. On the 9th of Av, July 18th, 1290, King Edward I expelled the Jews from England. The 9th of Av, August 2nd, 1492, was the actual expulsion of Jews from Spain. That's when it began. The 9th of Av, July 31st, 1571, the Jews of Florence, Italy, had to enter the ghetto that had been set up for them. This is Shalom, South Florida, hoping for good news.
We pray for you when we're in times of trouble. We ask for you when we're in times of need. We pray for you to come and end this galus. Hashem, Hashem, please listen to our plea. We prayed for you throughout pogroms in Europe. We asked for you through Nazi Germany. We pray for you to bring the Beis Hamikdash. Your children stand here crying, can't you see?
Turn to you, for you hold we spend less time schmoozing and more time playing your favorite Jewish music. We're Shalom, South Florida.
We're listening to Benny Friedman. Before that, we heard Mordechai Ben David, and we'll wrap up with this song today. For the sake of Zion, I will not hold my peace, and for the sake of the beautiful city of Jerusalem, I will not be silent. May we merit to see it rebuilt in our days. Join me next Sunday morning for more of today's Jewish music with a taste of the past. We'll be celebrating. The tone of next week's program will be completely different than this week's. We'll have great Jewish music for you. We will also have prizes in honor of our 38th anniversary. That's 9:30 to 11 here on the True Oldies channel and worldwide at ShalomSouthFlorida.com. A big thank you to our loyal sponsors and to Dan, our engineer. I hope you all enjoyed the musical selections and felt that it was appropriate today. Till next Sunday morning when we celebrate and party, like us on Facebook, follow us on X at Shalom South L. And if you need to reach out to me, email Roni, R-O-N-I, at ShalomSouthFlorida.com. Everything's on our website, ShalomSouthFlorida.com. Remember, Jewish lives do matter. Am Yisrael Chai, please be safe and please have a meaningful fast Monday night and Tuesday. This is Roni wishing you all a good week. Please stay safe. Shalom.